Parshas Kisetze, we'll begin with a piece from the Ohev Yisrael at the conclusion of Parshas Kisetze, and you'll understand in a few minutes why I am. It deals with the mitzvah of Mechikas Amalek. And the Ohev Yisrael begins by stating that there are four. Zachor Eis Asher Asodacha Amalek. The Medrash Tanchuma teaches us Zachor Eis Yom HaShabbos Ekachel. Yachol Deshnei Aschirus Shavim Hem. You would think that the Zachor of Amalek and the Zachor of Shabbos are similar. Alzeh Omar Shlomo Ein Zachron Leksil Im HaChacham. There is no remembrance of the fool with a Chacham. Elazeh Zachor Lekachel. The Zachor is of Shabbos, is the Mekadesh today, Ulechabdo, and the Zachor of Amalek, Zachrehu Lemchoso Leabdo, to remember it and then to destroy it. Of course, the question which you're asking is, by not remembering it, isn't it destroyed? What is the positive aspect of a Zachira that's required in order to destroy it? The Torah wants us to remember four zechiras. One, Hainu Shenitzko Tamid, Elu Hadala Devarim Hashem Ikare Veshorshe Hadas. They are the Ikarim. They are the sources of our religion. Aleph Litzkar Tamid Bechol Eis Mamed Hanivcha Eitzel Hasina. A person always have to remember the moment, the fact that we were by Har Sinai and received the Torah, Shekol Ish Yisrael Tzorach Lehiyos Be'ein of Tamid B'chol Eitz V'Rega Ki'ilu Hu Omed B'Har Sinai the Kabbalas HaTorah. Everyone has to be as if every single second I am receiving the Torah. Not that I received, that I am receiving the Torah. D'bi Adam Shayich Avar V'Asid Avol Eitzel Hashem Yisparach Einu Shayich Zeh. Why is it that we have to feel as if we're receiving now the excitement of receiving the Torah right now, something new we have a certain excitement about. The Pshat in the Gemara says that one of the reasons that we had the Churban HaBayis because we didn't say the Birchas HaTorah. What does it mean? If you didn't say Birchas HaTorah, it should be a Churban HaBayis. It means that Birchas HaTorah, Rabbi Yosef Engel explains that there was an idea of the Birchas HaTorah is the Birchas Nehenen. The Birchas HaMitzvah is the Birchas Nehenen. And the reason why the Churban occurred is because we didn't think of it as a Birchas Nehenen. We didn't think of it enjoyable. We didn't think that it was something of enjoyable of learning Torah. The fact that it's a matana, something which we possess. Every minute that you open up a sefer is to think that we received the Mamet Har Sinai as if we're getting it right now, the excitement of learning. I was telling Rabbi Kellerman the other day, we were talking at a wedding, and I mentioned that, you know, as you're getting older, I remember now more and more and more, I'm forgetting a lot of my Torah, I'm forgetting things that I've learned. Just sometimes you get scared about how much you're forgetting. So Rabbi Kellerman turned to me and he said, it's a chiddush shavur. I heard this once before, and it's a beautiful idea. I forget who says it. But chiddush shavur, of course, shicha, it's also to forget Torah. And then, of course, the chiddush shavur is, it's a machayah that you forgot Torah. Bereshis, bara, lakim, start again. Ucha'ilu hu kibos ha-Torah pi ha-gvura. And then you could have a certain pachad, an aim of a yira, because you feel you're again in the presence of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. K'mo sheninu ha-Torah b'resa v'ziyo shenema v'yecharad kolo am ha-sheh b'machaneh. The charada here, the fear, is not the fear of a yira of onesh. Again, it's the fear of the charada. Is talking about the Yiras Romimus. I want to enter into a relationship so close with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Yira of insulting, of doing something incorrect. Zechira Shania, Zechar Es Asher Asol Miriam. Ratzalama Kisha Adam Mistakel Misponim B'Masei HaTzadekes. Miriam HaNeviah Ashaba Aleha Onesh Kazeh. When you look at Miriam, the chait that she did and the onesh that she received, Shedibra Lashon Hara Alachia, Moshe Rabbeinu, she spoke Lashon Hara. Lefnei Shema Yisparach Ki Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Rotze Sheyikari Shum Adam Ra Lefnei Hashem. Raksha Tzorach Lishmor Piv, you have to be careful what you say, Yilushono, Shelo Yidaber Behem Ratov, V'Limsho Chasadam La'olam, and to create, to be Moshe Chasadim, Chesed, Ulehotzi Hatov Men Hasasam. The whole purpose of us, in the, of man creation, is Lehotzi Hatov, to bring out the good from the close El Hagiloi. Ulekboa Hatov Behafech Lahachmiya B'Lashon Tzadik. The second Zachira is to realize the dangers of Miriam. What did she do so wrong? It was the epitome, it was the opposite of the purposes that man has put on this world. Rav Soloveitchik has a long shiur that he deals with. It's not Miriam's the Lashon Hara per se. It's not as simple as that. But the result of the Lashon Hara, the fact that she did not explain, she did not understand the greatness, the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu, led to the chait of the Meraglim. Have to contemplate what is the result, what is the great evil that could happen from Lashon Hara. Zechira Gimel is Zechira Shabbos. Shetzorach Adam Lizar Lekadesh Yom HaShabbos. V'chol Yimei HaChol Tzorach Kol Adam Lizkoros Yom HaShabbos. Every day we say HaYom Yom Rishon LeShabbos. Uliyachal Letzapes, and to look and to wait for Kedusha Shabbos. Uchemosha Shaninu. Chayiv Adam Lomar Hayom Yom Echad B'Shabbos. V'sheni B'Shabbos. V'sorakal Adam L'chaber Kedusha Shabbos Kol Yom. That desire to come close again for the Kedusha, to enter into a time period of Zman, of a Yinafash, a Zman of coming closer and closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kedusha on that higher level, is something which will remain with us every single day. It's the anticipation. The moment that Shabbos is over, the anticipation of returning to this Yom HaKadusha. And finally, which is the ultimate idea of Kiseitze L'Milchama, Ve'achar Kach Zechira Samalek. Ratzu Lomer Hagam Ki Adam Hu B'Dveikas Gadol Hashem Yisparach. You know, so many of the Mefarshim say, Ki Seitzei L'Milchama. What Milchama are we talking about? They're talking because there's a Rabbim, there's a plural, and then there's a Yachid. Ki Seitzei L'Milchama Le'Vecha U'Nesono Hashem Alekecha B'Yodcha B'Shavisa Shavyo V'Reisa B'Shavya Eishas Yifas Toa. It goes from Lashon of Rabbim to Yochid, comes out from the many understandings. The milchama that we're dealing with is the milchama of the Yetzer Hara. And Zechiras HaMalek, Nesiv HaShalom had said this, and so many Mefarshim have said that the Amalek within all of us, the Libo Boer Beish, even though a person is so close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Im kozet sarachu ma'od yizar lehashkiach al atzma b'eina b'kicha. You have to look. You have to have open mind. You have to be realistic. This is the idea. What do you have to have a zechira? You have to have a zechira first to realize there's an amalek within you. There's a potential. Shelo yitei makom lechelek hara shabo. Within every man there is a yetzer hara. It's hidden inside our heart. And you think that you're on the highest level. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, right? You're so high level, you're never going to be over Isurim. I'm so close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yuchal lihios, it still can happen. All of a sudden, something can awaken within you. but sarach lehizor lashkiach hazeh ma'od b'chol rega l'mchol zichro m'libo. And every second you have to be careful and make sure that you can eradicate this. Kimosha matzina b'dor ha'midbar. The Dor HaMidbar, what an example! Shehoyah Dor Deya v'hoyah Oz Madrega Gedolo Gevol Ma'od, it was such a high level. For Rosh Hashivcha Yom, they were able to, we always ask this question, how is it possible? How is it possible that these people who saw all of the Makas, all of the Nisim, Neflos, and Mitzrayim, and they come out of the Mitzrayim, they see Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Medrash says that in Kriyas Yamsuf, Afila Shivcha was able, was a Nevi at that point, a prophetess. And then what's going to happen? Right? How could, and you received the Torah and you heard. You heard the voice of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and yet, we see over and over, they were chotim, they made mistakes, they were transgressors. How could that be? Salachas kama v'kama for every individual. To think, no matter how much of a higher madrega we think we're on, zechores asher asa lecha amalek. Remember, you have to be careful the amalek within you. There's always, look at the psukim at the very end, it just fits in so nicely. Zechores asher asa lecha amalek b'derech b'tseischem mimitzrayim. We all, as we're coming out of Mitzrayim, as we see, remember all that on the high madrega that we can be on. Esa shosol, there's an amalek within us. Bata ayef v'yogeya, b'lo yorei elokim. Meaning, you're exhausted. There are times you're just not on your game. You don't realize how close you are in order to make an avera. You think everything is fine and well, the gedarim and the gezeiros that you have to put on yourself. Be careful not to put yourself into situations which could lead you to do certain things which are neged halacha. Comes the, it's a beautiful idea from the Alta Mekelm. We're talking, yes, about the Yetzer Hara. We'll have two, few more pieces about the combating of the Milchama. The Alta Mekelm points out that at the beginning of Kiseis the Milchama, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, is speaking to and neged the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara, you put yourself into a situation, you're in a Milchama, you're fighting in the, such the taivas you have. You're in an environment of ritzicha, environment of murder, of killing. Not murder because it's in war, but it still does something to your neshama, and your yetzer hara just overtakes you. And even then, so the Torah is it's speaking to you, trying to calm you down, and things that you have to do, cutting off a hair or nails. Well, tell you something from Rav Soloveitchik in a few minutes. And they try to, we bring ourselves to a point of where you do, we finally allow it, you work out the situation, and then the Torah says, and then it may come a time, Al-Tznua, you will hate her. And yet there, so what does the Torah say? Oh no, you don't just throw her away. And the Alta Kalm says something beautiful. Od l'manu mizeh techona tova la'odam kama kama lizar shalom liyos kofri tova. You went this far and you want to get rid of her at this point, there's a manner, but you have to treat her with respect. We didn't want this to happen, but you wanted it to happen, and it happened. But now you have to, you can't be a kofui tov. There's no mida worse than when Klal Yisrael, when an individual can be a kofui tov. Of Soloveitchik used to said by the Meraglim, it wasn't that they had questions, they were kofri tov. They rejected the good that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was offering them. And that's what the Alta Mekelm is trying to explain over here. Don't. There can't be a kofri tov. Hinei ha'isha tameis hazos ha'kosev rikha, the isha said, I don't want this to happen. Torah didn't want it. They tried to stop you, but you went through it. And we forced a conversion. and now you changed your mind, you find that you're hating her. Can't sell her. Can't treat her improperly. How do you have to treat her? The Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer says, Kisei Tel HaMilchama Yevecha V'Nasa Hashem Lekecha B'Yadcha. Nearly kishin efarish perkei avos im ein ani li mili. If I am not for myself, who is for me? Uchisha ani la atzmi ma'ani. And when I'm by myself, or only for myself, who am I? V'mlo achshavei masai. Hine omru chazal in kedushin emolei kadosh baruch hu ozra lo yuchala. Man can't combat the yetzer hara totally on his own. Vehine yachshava adam shelo yetzil amilchama yetzah hara veloyis hashum espalus lekavsho. And if you think you could sit back and not fight this yetzah hara, you won't succeed. Rak yivtach b'Hashem yizeru v'yilchem l'chamas ha'gadol avuro. If you think that God is just going to help you by you sitting back, it's not going to happen. Avol emes lo kenhu. Ki mi shechoshev kenhu li'olam lo yichbosh es yitzro takto. You have to combat it. And that's what it means. If you think, im ein li, im ani li, mi li. Im ein ani, if you're not for yourself, if you think you do this on your own, v'yachachach yashru min ha-shamayim k'darminim, haba l'tayar misayinasa. God will help you. You have to take the first step. For Adam tzorch lahaschil l'tahara atzmo v'yachachach misayin otzo. V'zeu sha'omra hillel, im ein ani li mi li, shim ha'adam eina osa ma'uma. If I don't do anything to start, to change my life, v'eina omid l'chom neged yitzro. Such beautiful words for Elul. Im eina osa ma'uma. If you don't prepare yourself now for Rosh Hashanah, me who Asher Yetzru, if I don't prepare to change my ways, to change my outlook in life, me who Asher, who's going to help you? Uchishani latzmi, perish v'gam la'acha shapal. And if you think you're on your own, after you've done something, mahu, ki lo yucha ba'asma l'kavsho, ela kashe yetzru v'shnehem yachad. Ba'amar, v'imlo achshavei masai, if you don't do it now, when are you going to have it? You're going to wait till your old age. Shelo yachshava adam shelo yilchom negad yetzer hara ad ki yazgim v'yagiu ha'yomim asha'em bam chevetz ha'tayvetz olam hazeh. You know, wait till you're 80, 90 years old and I don't have any yetzer haras then. Won't happen. Oz yoshuv el Hashem yirachameyu. Do you know how many people have said to me, and I remember, I don't want to say who, had I heard the Rav's when I heard him years ago, have I heard him explain to me really the Kedusha of Mikvah, just one example, I would have gone to Mikvah. But now I'm not going to go to Mikvah. It's too late. It wasn't too late, but that's the attitude. You think that I'll wait till years, I'll do tshuva when I'm 70, 80 years old. And you know that may not be a perfect tshuva anyway when you're unable to combat it because you don't have the yetzer hara. Ki kavar omer chazal ashrei ish yireyes Hashem atshehu begvuru v'kocha. The avodas avoda, the Tosha Rebbe, Tosha Rebbe says, Kisei tzil milchama alevecho v'nasnu Hashem lechecha b'yavusha sisa. He begins with the same questions. Then he says, why the plural and the singular? He starts, v'naktim levar parshas mechiyas amalek asher karanu hayom zechareis asher asalcha amalek b'derech b'tesim mimtrayim. And the Mefarshim have asked, why does it say asher asalcha? B'loshen yachid, v'lo'oyz Hashem lochem. Why does it say here singular? K'mosha omar achar kach b'loshen rabim, v'derech b'tzeitzchem mi mitzrayim. Bechlau, Yeshuvar in your mitzvah zushet zivanu kadosh baruch hu l'schor masay amalek. Mato elas yotze lana mischiru halzu b'chol dover dor. I just want to mention, because the simple pshat, of course, is the destruction of Amalek. And people have great difficulty. How could it be one nation destroy? I want to share, there's also an idea that someone asked me in Shacharis, Mr. Talking some beautiful pieces of before the bracha of Yotzim Aros, the Baal Mechadesh, the father said, Kamul Yosef Gedolim, the person, his Mechadesh Betuvah, Bechol Yom Tomid. And one of the ideas is that referring to the Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal Melchomos. So why in Shacharis do we refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Baal Melchomos? I said, possible question, the answer would be in the Seder, Shvol Chamascho, after Benjamin, Shvol Chamascho, right before Hallel. And you look at it and you wonder, Shvol Chamascho Lagoyim Asher Lo Yaducha. It sounds as if at that point we're looking for revenge. We want you to destroy them. It's the Haggadah, this is the Haggadah of Golus, and we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to destroy these individuals. And if you think, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah in a few weeks, and as we're davening for Chol HaOlam. That's why we mention Noach, we mention everything in the Olam. It's not just davening for Klal Yisrael, but Hayom Haras HaOlam, the entire world we're praying for. So why is it seems so inappropriate, Shavuot HaMoscha L'Agayim? The answer is, as the Rav of Salvation used to explain, there are times we want this to happen. We shvol chamos, but there comes a time where, in order to get to the Yemei Mashiach, in order to get to a more greater utopia, there are some individuals who will never change, who will never make that change. Shvol chamos once gave a pshat that why is it that when we say Hallel on Pesach, we go up to the roof. And according to the Rishonim of the Gemara, it seems that there's a greater Kedusha downstairs in the house than when we go to say Hallel upstairs. And I always wonder, when you're saying Hallel, the end of the evening, we're coming to a greater crescendo, why should we go up on top? Why should we go up to the roof? It's a lesser level of Kedusha. Wanted to say an idea. Because at this moment we're saying Shvol Chamoscho L'Hagoyim. I realize this is a later insert. But I want to have an idea of what this concept is. When we go up, we're saying to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, almost as in a lower level, meaning a withdrawal, removing ourselves a little bit from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and is saying, we cannot determine ourselves about these individuals who have no future, who are the ones who are standing in front of us refusing to allow the world to change. Only you can. Shvocha Moschel Agoyim. You have to stand up. You have to destroy these individuals who are stopping the world from becoming a better place. And that's why we say in the Baal Mechamos, sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu has to be a Baal Mechamos. Getting back to what the Avodah Zavodah is saying, v'yavura al-pima shekosu b'parshas b'shalach b'melchemes ha-molek, d'v'yavo ha-molek v'yilochem yisrael b'refidim, v'darshu chazal, what does that mean, b'refidim? Sherifu atzma medivrei Torah. They kind of remove themselves. They remove themselves from the surroundings of Torah. Sherifu atzman. V'lo sha'ovro, they weren't over in Avera. People think that I'm a good person. I'm not over an Avera. I'm Shomer Mitzvahs. But it's almost, I live my life in neutral. I don't live my life in drive. Vayelech Moshe, we don't live our lives of moving forward constantly, immersing ourselves in Torah. Ki eina kavana sha'ovru neger ritzono yisporach. They didn't go over Yisuri Torah. Edlash is rashnu me'avodosam v'lo lochnu neged tayvus gufo. They just relaxed. And they didn't work on themselves. They didn't search in their souls. They didn't look for what are the possibilities, what are the downfalls. what are the characteristics within myself can lead me astray. Something which repeated itself constantly in Chassidus. If someone is not mekadesh himself in the mutter, it's something which is permitted you for you to have. But everything permitted to realize that what you're doing is to help you l'shem shemayim, yesh b'kocha yetzel hasisa min ha'heta la'isa. That's what it means. More if I believe it, but I believe what he's really saying is when a person remains in neutral and not in drive, he doesn't succeed. The alzek siv of nei kabbalah satara. Now he says something beautiful. This is why the parsha of zocha isa shalosol cholam alek. You, just like what we said before with the Ole of Yisrael, that every individual has this amalek within you, can relax, you can't remain in neutral. You have to remember the zachir, remember the amalek within you, and destroy it. Valzek Sid Levnei Kabbalah Satora, we, what does it mean over here, that Parshas the zachir is amalek before Kabbalah Satora, Vayisim Refidim Vayom Midbar Sinai. They changed themselves. They no longer remained in neutral. And they went into the drive. And then they were able to be Mekabel Torah. Ben Yeni Heta. So what is it over here? We read this now, this Parsha, just like we read Parsha Zocha before Purim, we read this Parsha before Rosh Hashanah. Zocha, remember the Amalek, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself now to remember it, change your character. Mechikas Amalek, destroy that which is going to lead you astray, so you can have the Avodas Hashem. And therefore, the Avodas verse says, "Lochen kasher hinenu nigashim ke'es across hayamim and aram." So now, when we're right before Rosh Hashanah, asher hayamim halalu atzma magidim and machrizim la'oras ha'adam l'tshuva. We know it. We wake up every day. We hear the tekiyas haShofar. The neshama hears it, and is saying to us, "Shuvu, shuvu, come back to the Kodesh Baruch Hu." Kibiyod yomim sepurim hinenu nigashim amiras slichos, and we're going to daven. We're going to say slichos, a change, a moving ourselves, a coming closer and closer. That seems to be the idea of so many different Mefarshim Rishonim explaining the Parsha of Kisetze, is that we're combating, we're working with the Yetzer Hara. We're working to destroy the Yetzer Hara within us. Let me conclude with an idea from Rav Soloveitchik, which is a little bit different, but something also beautiful for us to understand. We go out to Milchama and we see a woman for Isa Beshiva Aishis Yifas Toa Vakashakdaba Vilakhtal Khala Isha. Vavesalatov Bay Sekh, you bring her to her house. Vikilchas Roshavi Asta Sipra, you took care, you shaved her head. Vikhas Vahisira Simla Shivya me allow the Yashiv Bevesa Vaksa Zavia, you allow her to cry for her father or mother 30 days. Via Khakin Tovo Allah be out of the Haisolovisha. Soloveitchik says something magnificent. The Torah warns us that after we go to war and are victorious in battle, we may see something that appeals to us, symbolized by the Yafas Torah. Sometimes Yafas Torah, the beauty of Yafas, is worthy of emulation. At the same time, there may also be corruption in the Yafas Torah. Beneath the attractive exterior lurks moral perversion. The Torah tells us if you are only interested in her appearance, in her long hair, in her fingernails, those same fingernails would be used to scratch you. She must first shave her long hair, remove those fingernails. As the Ramban explains, beneath the attractive exterior of the Yifas Torah lies vulgarity and immorality. She may ultimately offer something useful in terms of cultural wisdom, but you must first reject her immorality. One must distinguish between the unclean and the clean. The Torah never restricted us from observing the positive aspects of other cultures. See, here is the danger, and here is the beauty. Every culture has what to offer us. So often we get caught up in the outside world and their cultures, and we see the beauty, and we don't realize that within that beauty there is beauty, and that is what we should accept. There's also immorality. When Yaakov and his sons left Canaan to go to Egypt, they left an agrarian society and were confronted with an advanced technical civilization. The Egyptians had great architects and artisans from whom Bezalel learned the skill to build the Mishkan. Jews have never been forbidden to learn mathematics, medicine, science from the non-Jewish world. The Rambam writes that the truth is acceptable and should be sought after no matter from whom it comes. Knowledge can be attained even from the secular world. But when it comes to matters of sanctity, Jews must be ever vigilant. There is no shortage of vulgarity, egotism, or impurity in that world. When learning from the non-Jewish world, the Jew must draw from the good while at the same time rejecting its corruption. Such a beautiful idea of the understanding of the Yifas Torah. The Yifas Torah doesn't necessarily hear the Rebbe is explaining it. Yifas Torah, we're using the imagery of a woman, but the imagery of the woman, the beauty of the woman represents a foreign culture. You look at a culture and sometimes you see the gorgeous, the brilliance of it. All the Rav is saying is, look within it. Make sure you're only accepting the beauty and not the immorality and not the tumah. For the Kedusha, we look within ourselves. There's always ideas, the Yesh Chachma Bagayim. There's always beauty in the world that surrounds us. And to accept that, to bring that into our culture, and to bring that into our Torah, to bring it into our homes. But when you do so, to be careful of what you're bringing in and what you're not. Good Shabbos.